working this record Shake. That's my hit single right now, so just doing everything we can to push it.
Yeah, no, I heard it the other day on Instagram. It's real catchy, man. Oh, yeah,
appreciate that.
I saw that it played on the radio.
Oh, yeah, 95.7 to me. Yes.
Yeah, we on the radio.
Very excited about that. Very excited.
How did that come about?
So DJ Shizm, I sent it to him. You know, I asked him, like, yo, can I send this record to you? You know, the DJ pack, you know, you have your instrumental, the record, and, you know, sending it like that. So, you know, he gave me the email and I sent it to him. And I know it was like Saturday. I think I got a Instagram message or whatever, like, hey, we're about to play Gnarly on Sunday at this time. And I had a show way before then. And right when I got home, I made it right in time, sitting in the driveway. I was telling my wife, yo, turn the iPad on so you can listen to it in the crib, you know, with my daughter and stuff. So, man, I was just in the car just vibing out, man. I had songs on the radio before and stuff, but, you know, it's just dope to hear it and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
It's cool to hear something that you personally worked on and put so much time into.
Exactly.
Out there in the world.
Yeah, I loved it, man. It's always a good feeling, man. I take the littlest things, the big things, and just, you know, I praise it, man. You know, happy about it, you know.
I love that. Where are you originally from, man?
Originally from Panama City, Florida.
Okay, you're Floridian.
Yes, sir. Okay. Navy brat. So, you know, I was in Chesapeake, Virginia. Then we moved to, like, Spring Hill, Hudson. Right now I'm in Ruskin and stuff, so, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So you're just working your way up down the
Florida coast. Yeah, we're just everywhere with it, yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome, man. You ever lived anywhere else?
No, man. No.
Where's your family from? Because you got, like, that Afrobeat influence in you.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, hey, my dad from Montgomery, Alabama. My mom from Panama City, Florida. So, you know, just different music inspires me and stuff. I'm a songwriter. Cool. So, you know, when I listen to everything, bro, like, everything. Country, you know, jazz, blues. I grew up on, like, a lot, you know, James Brown, Prince and stuff. So that really inspires my music, you know, for today and stuff. So.
And what made you get into music?
So, basically, I think I was at the crib, and I was I came home from school. This is when 106 in Park, you know, just watching videos, bro.
You're dating yourself. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I just come home, and I'm looking at the music video. I was like, man, I know if they can do this, I know I can do it. Because, you know, my parents are not musicians or nothing. You know, my dad listened to a lot of, R&B, you know, blues and everything like that. My mom listened to a lot of Christian music and stuff, so I just always listen to, you know, different music and stuff, and just inspire me, you know. So I love all kind of music. I don't discriminate, bro.
Yeah. Hey, music is music, yep, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it has that power over you regardless.
Exactly.
Regardless. That's cool, man. So what made you go into this specific genre?
This specific genre, May 3rd, 2019, I had brain surgery. I had an AVM, so arterial venous malformation. I know at the time, like when I was in the healing stage, my grandma was taking care of me and stuff. We would go for walks. And I lost my memory and, like, how to speak. They had to, you know, when I woke back up, they had to teach me, like, when they put a spoon in my face, they were like, oh, what is this? And I could think it in my head, but I couldn't say it. Yeah. So I would go, like, on Pandora and try to listen to music that uplifted me. And I found Afrobeats, you know. I already knew what Afrobeats was, but at this time, it was like, man, it made me feel good. Like, even though I was in so much pain, it made my body feel like I wanted to dance, even though I couldn't. Yeah, it was medicine, bro. And I would listen to it, and I'm like, man. Okay, when I get back to talking and I can write stuff, I'm gonna make this record. I'm gonna make some, you know, Afrobeats music. You know, I call it Afrowave because, you know, my name Gnarly and stuff. So nice. I put my own twist to it. You know, I ain't got a Jamaican accent, but I put my own style on it, all own sauce on it and stuff. So that's how I came up with Shake. I got a record called Yum Yum. It's a Afrobeats record also. So I'm just doing a lot of that, man.
Yeah,
it's a lot of it's a feel. Awesome. I love to dance too, and I think today we need a lot of people dancing and stuff. You know, a lot of people just sit and just stare at people when they're in the clubs and different stuff like that. And it's weird. It's like, you see these women dancing, and you just standing there with your homeboy, just looking like, bro, just dance, you know?
Dance, yeah. That's part of it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like,
that's the release of endorphins
that
music gives you.
Exactly.
That's awesome. That's why I like live music, man.
Yeah.
I love live music. It's an experience more social than just listening to something,
exactly,
you know, in your room.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Have you done any shows?
Oh, yeah, I did. There was just like a poetry. They did poetry and like R&B style, you know, music and stuff. I did something for that. I did another thing, too. Like, it was on Sunday before they played my record on the radio and stuff. I did something for, like, it was a poetry style R&B music and stuff. So, yeah, I've been having a lot of shows lately. you know, when I had my surgery and stuff, I was just doing a lot of just putting out singles and stuff, focusing on making my music, putting my style on different stuff. So, but now I'm like doing shows now. A lot of people hit me up because of the Shake record and like, yo, we want you to perform this and stuff. So,
yeah, that's how you're leaning hard into it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're getting back into the show.
Whole Instagram is Shake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. We're really pushing it. You know, a lot of artists, you know, we try to put out different music and keep dropping because, you know, everybody's like, you know, like sponges, they take it, then they on to something else. Mm-hmm. But if you really focus on that record that you believe in and really push it,
yeah,
then more people, yeah, because everybody hasn't heard this record. You know what I mean? So I'm like, if I put all this energy on this record, I know it can go far. So that's what I'm doing. Like any content or anything I think of, I'm going to promote Shake.
Shake, yeah. Yeah.
Until I get tired of, you know, or until people get tired, like they're hearing it now. They're like, okay, bro, I done heard this too
much. Like, all right, we need something fresh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So what are you working on next, man? What's next for Mr. Nelly?
I got a couple of records I'm trying to work on, get in the studio. You know, I'm on different, you know, styles right now with the music. So I'm doing a lot of songwriting, doing a lot of sync music. That's like, you know, with the commercials and movies and stuff like that. So I'm stepping in. I'm working with Madly. She's in New York. She's a producer in New York. I've been working with her a lot. She got me doing a lot of sync songs. She'll send me beats and stuff, and I'll send them right back to her. And you know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, they got me. She sent them to a couple of catalogs. So we just waiting on that. You know, if they pick it up and stuff. So fingers crossed, awesome. Man. Fingers crossed.
Man, you got your hands everywhere.
Oh yeah, yes, I love sir. It.
You're diversifying.
Oh yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah,
so, yeah. You know, with the songwriting too, it's like, I would love to be an artist, you know, in the spotlight, but sometimes you don't even have to be in the spotlight. Bro, I can be song, you know, doing songwriting because I like to work with a lot of artists too. So it's about music. Yeah, it's just about me. I love music. So if I'm writing a song for somebody, I'm still
you're still
doing
contributing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh,
that's
man.
Awesome, man. And it's an art form, man, just like any other, like videographers. Yeah. Everybody's like, you know, competition. No, exactly. We can all work together. There's enough room for everybody.
Everybody has their own different style, and you can help each other. So.
Yeah. Who have you collaborated with?
I have collaborated with, his name is, I'm trying to think of the name, Shells. I have some songs with him, Kazi. I'm like, a lot of people hit me up for hooks.
So, okay.
Yeah, I'm like a chorus guy, you know, nice. So a lot of people do that. And I've been making like different hooks too. I could send a different artist too, you know, if I hit up some artists, like, hey, I think you would sound dope doing this style. You know, you have your little reference tracks and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I have like a lot of those too, you know, trying to push them out too, so.
How do you reach out to people? Just Instagram?
Oh, I just, you know, just hit them up. Like, yeah. You know, professionally. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I love
you. Like, you hit me up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. I would listen to people's stuff, you know, checking out their page and stuff, listening to their style. I'm like, hey, you know, I think we should work together, you know. And
it's a collaboration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, some people, I think with artists, some people don't like to work with songwriters like that because, you know, they're like, oh, this is my music and stuff like that. So
it's more of a pride
thing.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You know, so some people might say no. Some people might, you know, say yes and stuff, so. Just hit up people. That's how you know collaborate stuff. I reached out to you and stuff, man.
That's actually how I started too, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And originally, I didn't have anything to show. You know, I had the skill set, but I didn't have anything in my portfolio. Mm-hmm. So I kind of reached out to a local artist, and I'm like, hey, I'll make you a music video for free. You don't have to pay me anything.
That's what's up.
And then we went out there a couple hours, you know, we shot, and then it turned out so good that I had so many people hit me up.
Oh, wow. Yep, exactly. They see that one thing, it's like everybody's going to come now.
So, yeah, because I got a little taste.
Yep, exactly, exactly, man, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome, man. What else have you worked on?
Actually, yesterday I was just shooting a video for Shake. I'm doing so much different content. Yeah, my boy.
So you actually shot the music video for it?
Oh yeah, not the actual music video, but this is like a different style music video. We did one with my boy AB. I had him shoot it for me. We did one with the mic hanging, doing like performance shots like that, putting the lyric videos. And yesterday, you know, he pulled up on me. We went downtown Tampa. We shot some more stuff. So I got that cup. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And it's like anytime, man, you know, shout out to AB. Always, like, anytime I have an idea, I'll hit him up. He's like, all right, bro, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you got to have those people in your circle that believe in you, you know, no questions asked, you know. So
yeah, they see the talent, man.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, man, I got to edit that when I get home. I like to do a lot of my own editing and stuff with the videos and stuff. You know, I like to be hands-on with the music videos and stuff, too.
Yeah, so. You want
to
put your little spin on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got exactly. it. That's awesome. Have you seen all the awards that I got?
No, heck no, I didn't. Not yet.
Man, there's some Telly Awards.
Really?
Some Davey Awards. Yeah, for music videos.
Okay. Yeah, we got to talk, man.
We got to work, man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We got to work. Let's get another award.
Oh, yeah, exactly, man. I think that would be dope.
That's cool. So when's that video coming out?
That should be, I got to get home and, like, start editing and stuff, too. I just, TBD. I just got it in the 4K and stuff, trying to, you know, switch the video files and stuff. So got that. So I need to just edit it and everything, put some like lyric videos. You know, a lot of people watch videos and it doesn't have the lyrics, but once you put the lyrics, people are like, oh, let me see what this is. You know, like, let me hit the volume on it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because a lot of people like watch it at work or something. Yeah. So if it doesn't, you know,
exactly, you got to catch your attention real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, like that's what social media now, you know, you scrolling. But it got to catch your attention right then and there and stuff. So,
what inspires you?
What inspires me? I think life, man. You know, when I had that brain surgery, bro, like, I'm always a positive person. But it's like every day now, it's like, go
it's
do
a
it.
Gift.
Yeah, it's like, go do whatever you, you know. Some people were like questioning, like, man, I don't know. I don't think I, bro, I just go do it. Like, I tell people too, like, do whatever you're trying to do. Do it. Just what's the problem? Yeah, exactly. What you talking about? Like, don't tell
it
me about
so
it.
It sounds so easy, though. Yeah. It sounds easy, but it's like people just hesitate because of
some
that
people,
fear.
Yeah, some people, too, you know, they lack the confidence, too. And I think, like, with music, like, I've been doing music for a while and stuff, and it, like, built my confidence. Like,
yeah, it doesn't happen overnight.
I'm not over nobody, but I feel like it's like, man, like, nobody can, like, mess with me. You know what I mean? You know how somebody say I'm the best basketball player, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, it's like, man, like, people don't say, like, oh, you know, back in, you know, when you start out doing something, like, oh, that sucked. But now it's like, people don't say, like, they like, oh, okay. They like, people that, you know, used to talk, like, hit me up, like, yo, this hard, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they hit you in a little DM or whatever, and like, I'm like, oh.
I've had a few of those.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, because it's like, now it's like, man, you know, I'm humble and everything, but it's like, yeah, it's like,
you can't,
man,
fake,
like,
results.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Always say that.
Exactly. It's like, you don't watch the scoreboard, you know, just keep going out there, doing what you do and stuff, you know, don't watch the points, you know. I don't like to look at, like, the plays of my music and stuff. It's like, because I'm making this a vibe, you know, people going to listen to it and catch a vibe. I want you to feel like how I felt making the record and stuff, you know what I mean? So I don't care about, oh, this has got 200,000 something, because I know, you
that's
know,
just
and,
a bonus
and, yeah, sometime. And then the money, yeah, that comes with it or whatever. Yeah. So it's like, I don't focus on that, you know, I'm just focused on music. That's what I went in it for, to show people, you know, this is what I do and stuff. I hope you like it and stuff, so.
Yeah, just put it out there into the world.
Exactly.
And if people like it, people like it.
Exactly.
You know, you did it for yourself.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to change the world. You know, my music is all, like, clean and stuff, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of cussing, you know, with rap. Because, you know, I do rap, pop, and everything. But I just...
It's part of it.
Yeah, yeah. I make rated M. I would say rated M. Or rated R, but I don't have to curse or nothing. You know, you're listening and be like, oh, that's what he said. I know what he meant when he said that and stuff. So,
gotcha.
You know, I want everybody to listen to it. You know, the kids, young adults, old people, you know, everybody. I want everybody to enjoy it.
So. That's cool, man. And where can everybody find your stuff?
Oh, I got it on. You can check it out on MrGnarly.com. You know, all my music on all the music outlets, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, everything like that. I got, like, shirts and stuff, new merch I just dropped for Shake. You know, I'm promoting Shake. Oh, mm-hmm. I got the merch for that. It's MrGnarly.BigCartel.com or MrGnarly.com and stuff. So
I gotta get a shirt, man.
Oh yeah, I hit you up, but I know you. Probably, I know.
So busy,
I got you
dude.
Though. I got you though. Yeah, man. And you know, man, we do everything hands on. My wife always helps out, bro. It's like,
awesome.
Oh, bro, she did the shirts and stuff. I just told y'all that, but you know, we all hands on and stuff. You know, I don't send it to nobody. We like doing everything, so. I want people to know, you know, you support somebody just like, I really love this, you know what I mean? People were like, actually, like, oh, man, I want a shirt. I want to download your music and stuff. I love that, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Do it for the passion, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and just touching people and the money and everything, that's just extra.
Exactly.
That just comes with it.
I was all that person, too. I'm like, man, you know, everybody love money, but I'm like, I don't care about money because I know it's going to come. You know, God guided me all this way and stuff. It's like, look where I came from, you know, whatever. I wasn't poor now, but it's like, look where I, you know, some people be like, man, you know, complaining because they're trying to compare themselves to somebody else. But it's like, look where you started. Look where you at now.
Look at your own progress.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta focus on your progress because it's like you keep leveling up and stuff. So
compare yourself to yourself 10
exactly.
years ago.
Exactly. You big on watching like a lot of movies and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
Not yet.
You didn't watch that?
Not yet.
Was
it good?
Oh, yeah. Fire. Yeah. I was surprised because it's like the third one. You know, sometimes they keep making them. I was like, damn, that was good.
Yeah.
And you see Ant-Man?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that was dope. I was like, that was decent. Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, because I'm like, dang, they keep making them. I was like, I thought it was gonna be stupid, but I was like, okay, it was dope.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, man.
I just started a MCU marathon.
Oh, did you?
Like, as I'm editing and stuff, I just put one after another. Oh, really? After another,
I was just talking to somebody. Dude was saying the same thing too. I'm like, damn. I think like everyone movies, that come man. Out, yeah. I always go to the movie theater or go and through a drive through. Yeah. Like me and my wife, we like to go to the drive through. It's like all you know, like back in the day they used to do that too. But we really love that because you can just sit in the car, bring your own food and stuff, and just chill. You know, you ain't got to hear people doing crazy stuff. And yeah. Stuff, so.
No, that's cool. How was Guardians?
Oh, yeah, it was dope.
How does it compare to the other two?
I think it was dope. It's like, you know, like
a... Is it good?
Gut-wrenching. You like
sit. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like sit.
No spoilers.
Yeah, oh yeah, heck no. I ain't gonna tell you. Yeah, yeah. Somebody else was trying to... They were like, oh, did so-and-so? Yeah, I was like, just watch it.
I just saw a picture on Twitter of the raccoon. What is his name?
What is his name?
Rocket.
Rocket, yep.
Yeah, him kind of getting teared up, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's good, though. It was good. I was like, it good.
It was good, okay.
Yeah, all right. Super good, man. I think I watched it about twice now. I think so, yeah. I watched it like twice. Damn. And then I watched Ant-Man twice, you know, just to see if I missed something the second time or whatever. But it was good. It was good.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yep. I gotta watch it again.
Mm-hmm. And then
I like going to the movies though.
I only go to the movies if it's like really good.
It's
like
worth it.
I'm gonna spend my money and go watch this, or I'm gonna watch
my
it. Yeah, or I'm gonna just sit at the crib and watch. But
I got a theater right here.
Yeah, exactly. My wife wanna go see The Little Mermaid. You know the new one with I forgot her name, Haley or something. Haley, like that. Yeah. So she wanna take my daughter. It's not like she gonna know what's happening anyway. But
yeah. How old is she, you said?
Six months. About to be 7 months. Nice. Yeah, tomorrow. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
How's it like being a dad?
Oh, it's beautiful, man.
Yeah,
it's
I love it.
And it's crazy because I never, like, I didn't care about, like, you know, kid. I didn't never want, like, I wasn't thinking about having a kid, you know, focus on my music and stuff. But, you know, I've been with my wife, like, a long time, you know, just us together and stuff. And she was always like, oh, you know, I want a baby and stuff. And went on an anniversary, and then that's when it happened. Yeah. So. I mean, everything happened for a reason, though.
It does.
Yeah, it's super dope, though. I was like,
it changes you.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I was gonna say too. Like, man, it's like that's like inspiration too. It's like every day you like, man. Every day I go in the crib, she always said dad, and everything like that. And it's like
it just gives you chills.
And it's like it gives you like a boost in your back again. Like I already got boost in my back, but it's like I'm like flying over here now, like like going crazy, bro. It's like it's nice, man.
Yeah, dude.
Like somebody to actually. You know, people love you, but it's like somebody that loves you and care, you know, something like they look up to you now. It's like, dang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different, man. Yeah, it's different. If you're not a dad or a mom, then you can't explain it.
Yeah, so it's nice, man.
I have two, and both of mine are teenagers already. Like, dang. My daughter's almost 18.
What?
Yeah,
sheesh.
So it just gets better and better, man.
That's good.
It just gets better. I mean, as long as you keep a good relationship with your kids, they'll take care of you, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll take care of you.
And that's what it's all about, too. Yeah. You know? Be a friend, but don't be no friend to where they start disrespecting you and stuff.
You got
to
draw boundaries.
Yeah.
They need boundaries.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, ain't your friend. Don't be.
Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, man, you'll see.
Can't wait, man. She got teeth coming in and everything, bro.
It's like, teething.
Oh, yeah. Going crazy. Before I came, too, she on the blanket, like, yo, stop biting the blanket. We got a little chew, you know, the little teether things and stuff.
Yeah. It feels good for them to kind of, like,
yeah.
Because they haven't never been able to do that.
Exactly.
So.
Yep.
It's so cool watching them grow up.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to walk and stuff, too. I'm like, damn, this girl's smart. Like, stand her up, she, like, walk. I'm like, whoa. Cause she crawling, but not like it's like she trying to walk now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh shit, you about to skip the crawling.
I remember both my kids walked on their first birthday.
What? Dang.
Well, like we kept trying and trying and then on their first birthday, it was like a couple steps.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We don't post her on social media yet because we do modeling and stuff too. And we haven't posted until she gets because she's signed with the model agency and stuff too. But we're going to wait till she, like, gets something, and then we'll post it. Because it's the internet. I don't care about what people think. Like, people weird, too. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I know my baby ain't ugly, but people weird, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Weird, yeah. Because I'm like.
Yeah. That's a picture of my daughter up there.
Oh, nice. What y'all doing? Is that in Florida?
The dolphin thing. Yeah, that's Discovery Cove.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what it's called. Okay.
It's so good, man.
Is it?
It's so good.
They said, because I love going to a lot of aquariums. They said in the Tampa one, now you can do the, like, submarine thing. You can go down there with the fish. Oh, snap. That'd be dope. Yeah,
like the bubble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look up and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be super dope.
Yeah. I got to tell my daughter, she's super into marine biology.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
She loved it, man. Like, you pay to do that. Yeah. You get to pet the dolphin, and then they kind of swim around you and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you walk away. But then they have this huge tank with stingrays, manta rays, little itty bitty sharks, and
oh, they swim around you too and stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
that's cool. It's that's huge. Cool. It's saltwater,
yeah,
and it's deep too. You can actually go down. God. There's corals. It's so cool, man.
I could swim, but it's like that deep water. Sometimes you look down, but like, holy shit! Like, hold up, that's too deep.
You don't know what's down there.
Yeah, I like you know, you go on like Bahamas or Puerto Rico, you know, the clear water and shit. I like to see my feet and stuff too, but can't get dark water. Yeah, I ain't jumping in no ocean. No. Heck no, dude.
Nah, dude, you don't know what's down there.
Yeah.
Like, they can see you, but you can't see them.
Exactly. Uh-oh. Just watching you.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm big on aquariums and stuff. We went to, you been to the Georgia Aquarium?
Not yet. Oh, my daughter wants to go because of the whale.
Yeah, the whale shark.
Huge whale. Yeah.
I finally went, was it my brain surgery? No, it was our anniversary. And we went February 1st or whatever. And yeah, it was dope.
Yeah.
And I was like, finally I can go because my daughter was with me now. Because every time I would go to Atlanta, you know, it's for music stuff, and I would never get the chance to go. And I was like, oh my God, it was nice, man. It was super
dope. That's awesome. We got to go.
It's huge too, bro. It's huge. Like, outside, it doesn't look big when you go in.
To hold that many whale sharks.
Yeah, it's like underground. Yeah. It's nice. Wow. We had a great time.
That's cool.
And our hotel was like right across the street too that we found. Where, it was good. We just walked right over and stuff.
How far? Yeah, I guess Atlanta. So it's about 8 hours.
Yeah, it ain't bad. Like, the drive.
It's not too bad.
Nah, yeah. I like to drive to different you know, places, but it's not bad.
With this videography stuff, man, I'm all over the state.
Oh, really? Oh,
all over the state. I actually do very little work here in Tampa for some reason.
Dang. Yeah. But, hey, nothing wrong with that, too, because, you know, a lot of people that support you be somewhere else.
Yeah, all my business is out, so I'm constantly on the road. Oh, I love driving.
And I like to skateboard too, so when I be driving sometimes I might see a spot or something too. So
yeah.
That's why I like driving too.
Yep.
A little quick minute, real a quick to skate.
Yeah, actually skateboard or like the electric skateboard?
No, skateboard. Oh, okay, skateboard.
See, I do the electric
one. Really? I can't. Yeah. Oh, you do the one to go fast? Boards, oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah. Nah, yeah, I like the skateboard. And you know, when I go to skate park, where the hell? Oh, really? You already did? Golly.
I like scraped the bottom of my elbow. Jeez. Like, this whole thing was scraped.
God.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, because those go fast, man. And the one that I had originally is an actual skateboard. So it's like just barely enough.
Oh, so it's not
feet.
It's not the big, like the four wheel thing?
It's it's not like the big long boards. Uh-uh.
Damn.
It was like a skateboard. So a little rocking. I was like,
That's what happens when you normally skate too. Yeah. You hit a little pebble and you fly.
You're gone.
I did that before.
Yeah, I want to get the long ones, the long boards, because those can usually, like, especially ones that have like off road.
Yeah, the big
tires.
Wheels.
Yeah. Dude, you can go anywhere with those things. That's cool. Yeah, I didn't know you liked skateboard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, skateboard. Yeah, I didn't even say that, but yeah, I do.
Well, you did.
Like on my
still recording.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I like to do that, too. Like, that's what keeps my mind off of music sometimes, too, because it's like, you see it so much on the internet, like, everybody doing music, blah, blah, blah. This person got all these, you know, don't add yourself to what they're doing. You got to focus on other stuff, too, like, to keep that little balance
you
and stuff,
too. You
got
to keep yourself grounded, man. Yeah.
So that calms me down, too, like, with nerves, like, just in general in life. I like to skateboard and stuff, too. Because it's not like I'm good, but I'm, like, learning still and stuff, so I like to do it. Like,
it is relaxing, dude. I love it, man.
It is like something
when
you can
I have beach shoots and stuff, I'll go to the beach, like, early just to get a ride in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I love riding right along the sea line, especially when I have, like, a sidewalk or something there. You just, it's so relaxing, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love what I do.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I love what I do.
Wish you much success, man.
Thank you, man.
This is dope, man.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's why I always talk positive to friends and everybody. I'm like, yeah, man. You know, some people doubt. I'm like, it'll happen. Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. So
I had a lot of doubters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
A lot of doubters.
You know how that is, yeah.
Because I quit my job.
Oh, really?
And everybody was like, what? Why?
Oh, yeah. You know people are going to say that. They're going,
Like, bro, I have a vision.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to stop until that vision is a reality.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's always that. That's what life is like. You got doubters, and then people just like, half of the people you don't know, and they're like, bro, mm-hmm. damn, you know, you doing, and they support you so much and stuff. So
yeah, people you don't
know. Hell yeah. It's like,
and the people you do know,
yeah, they doubt like, you and stuff. Yep.
Yeah, it's because they project their insecurities onto you.
Exactly. And they're scared.
They're scared. Because
if you get up there, they're like, oh, snap, uh-huh. he might stop talking to me or something. Like, something. Like, what the hell is
that's
that?
A little selfish,
yeah, yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Like, like, you don't want me to succeed because you don't want me to leave you.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, just because you stopped here mm-hmm. don't mean I can't go up here and stuff. So
it's their fears,
yeah.
man.
Oh, yeah.
They're, or they've already failed
yep.
at something.
And they didn't want to try it either. Exactly. Yep. Yeah, I hear that all the time.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I say with the confidence. Like, it's like, bro, it's like, God got me here, bro. Why would he stop doing what he was doing? Yeah. Like, yeah, and just say, oh, no. Never mind.
Like, all right.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, come
we're
on
done
now.
Here.
Yeah, like, it's like, I already know, oh, bro. Man,
you found your path just like I did.
Yep, exactly. And it's like, yeah, I know it's going to, you know, I know it's going to happen. Whatever it is, like, say with music, it doesn't have to be you in the spotlight, but it could be something else, but I'm yeah. still doing what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So.
That's what this is about, dude. I started the podcast to help people because I mm-hmm. wish I had somebody like this to kind of inspire and spotlight mm-hmm. and collaborate and bring people together. Dude, you know how many people I've met doing mm-hmm. this?
Really?
Just in the area. Oh, just artists and producers yeah. and just I've interviewed muralists mm-hmm. and people that I would never come in contact
yeah,
with
exactly.
on a regular basis. You
Let's
know?
Bring everybody like, together.
Yeah, bring everybody into the Blue Box family.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
Like my Instagram is full of people that have been on the show or mm-hmm. people that have watched the show mm-hmm. or, you know. It's a real good community that we built.
And that's good, too. People can watch, too. Yeah. People not familiar, they can watch it and get some gems from it and stuff, yeah. too. So,
yeah, that's the point, man. Yeah. If you look at my Instagram, it's just little gems.
Oh, yeah. From I've seen them, too. Yep.
Is that how you found
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know how I found you, though, like on Instagram. I think I was, like, doing my networking or something and came across it, though. And I was watching all of it. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Man,
I got something to say. I got a story to tell, man. So I was like, definitely. That's yeah, what, you know, that's cool. what got me, because I'm like, everybody telling their story and stuff, you know, they got gems and stuff. It's like, I love, like, even though I'm an introvert, but.
Me too.
When you get to know somebody, you know, or, you know, you find, like, another introvert or something like that, you, like, talking.
You connect.
Like,
yeah.
I'm talking now. Like, I don't usually, like, ask my wife, bro. I don't have, like, a lot of friends. I don't have, yeah. like, friends like that. I got, you
that
know,
you
I
can talk to.
Yeah, I got, yeah. like, family. You know, I told you my boy AB, and just, my brother mm-hmm. and stuff. It's like, bro, I don't, like. Nobody.
Yeah, that's why people when they come here, they forget they're on a podcast, man.
Really?
It's just conversation.
Yeah, because you're
know?
Comfortable and stuff, yeah. too. So.
Yeah. You got to make people comfortable, man.
Yeah.
Because they open up.
Exactly. It's like, too, you know, you got stuff that, you know, that you're both passionate about, and we can talk about it and stuff, yeah. too. Because, like I said, I'm like an introvert. I'm like, I'm the one laid back and just watching everybody.
That's why you're
like,
in Ruskin.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, because I don't do too much, like, I don't club or nothing. Like, if I got a show, I'll go mm-hmm. to the show, you know, try to network a little bit, and then
it's
go.
For work.
Yeah, exactly. Because yeah. it's like, yeah, I'm like, I just be chilling, bro.
Yeah.
So,
oh, me too, man. Me too. Like, when I'm not editing mm-hmm. or doing this podcast, just spending time with the kids,
yeah.
watching movies, you
exactly.
know, just chilling. I'm not the type to go out and party. And,
yeah,
you
me either, me either, bro. I'm like, eh, it was never the party time. I'm like,
oh.
I was.
Oh, where
are like you?
Back
where
in the day, yeah.
I don't know. See, that's probably because the introvert me or yeah. whatever. Like, I'm like,
it was more of a social thing for
true.
Me.
Oh, was
least.
It?
Yeah. Mm. It was just like my friends were into it, so I was kind of like I was yeah. in that scene. But
true, I think most too. Like, if I did go to bars, like trying to talk to a girl or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably be just, you know, because I'm shy. I was shy at the time, but
yeah,
it's like now I was like, you know, if you're I was single, yeah, I was like, oh. All right, let me see, you know, if she said no, then whatever.
Yeah, because people change, man.
Yeah.
People change when you start, when you get into the spotlight.
Yeah.
Like, people treat you different.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's yeah. true. People act weird, bro.
They do.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I was talking about that, too. I'm like, yeah, people act real weird. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, you know, like, old people that used to talk to you try to hit you up now, and it's like, eh. It's like, even though I wish you the best and stuff, it's like I'm on to new things now, you know. I got, like... It's like I'm still the same person, but I changed, you know, like a butterfly. You know, you spread your wings and stuff. It's like I can't go back to the old, like...
I came out of the cocoon.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I can't, you know, do that no more and stuff. Yeah. Like, y'all trying to hang out just to chill. Like, let's do, you know, something to make us successful and different stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Not waste time and stuff, you know.
Yeah, surround yourself with the people that are doing what you're doing.
Exactly.
And are motivated to do something
exactly.
big, you know.
It's like, if you stuck on the same stuff, I'm not trying to go back there
yeah,
doing whatever
no
y'all. Yeah, yeah. It's like, come on now.
No way.
You got to grow. That's what it's all about. That's why people say people would be changing, but it's like they really grew. You know, they can't do what they were doing.
Sometimes you got to cut people off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you do because they are dragging you down.
Exactly. Exactly. With
their negativity.
Yeah. And oh,
their,
yeah. Yeah. I'm like, big on that, too, man, with that energy. Like, people's energy and stuff.
Like, I don't need your energy around me, man.
I notice, like, off back, like, when I meet people or if I don't even know, if I'm, like, in the low-key in the back, in the cut, watching and stuff, I'm like, he's weird. Mm-hmm. And when I say weird, it's like, they got something up with them and stuff. Like, when I say that. Like, not, like, they're weird, like, but, like, you something up with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I noticed you got that positive thing, too, with you and stuff when I walked in and stuff, too. So, I was like.
Because I'm passionate about what I do, man. And I know
I was like, you cool. I was like, but I knew that off bat, you know, like, walking in and stuff. I'm like,
It's got to be a little nerve-wracking by yourself, man. Oh, yeah. So, I was like, you waiting for somebody?
Yeah. That's why, yeah. Because I was like, but then I walked in, I'm you cool. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm a family guy. And
oh, yeah.
You know.
Just, me, too, man.
Just starting a business. Yeah. Not starting, but, like, you know, maintaining.
Yeah.
Growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, growing, yep.
Growing the brand.
I'm all about the family, too, man. Like, with my girl, I bring her everywhere, bro. Yeah. Like, with the studio, I ask her, too. You know, some people are like, you know, I don't want to bring my girl.
Yeah, they just want
to I bring her. Like, I'll be like, you want to come to the studio? This is before I had my daughter, too, and stuff. I'm like, you want to come to the studio? I asked her if she wanted to come here and stuff. You know, she was going to come, but, you know, got things to do and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
That's all right.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, I bring her everywhere.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly. It's
if they're into it, they're supportive, you know.
Like, even though she's my wife, she's like my best friend and stuff, that's too. Awesome. She's a friend, you know. So, it's like if we weren't, we're still friends. Like, so you can chill. So.
Yeah, it would suck to have a partner that's not supportive at all.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You
know, it's trying to drag you down.
Come back on, what are you doing?
Oh, that's cool.
You're wasting your time.
You looking to have any more kids?
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I know you're only 6 months in.
I'm chilling. No. Oh, God. My wife wanted a second one, and she was like, heck. She had her the baby at the house. We did the home birth and stuff.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, her aunt is a midwife and stuff, so that was a beautiful experience. I was like, all in. I'm glad I ain't faint. I'm glad I ain't pass out.
Yeah, no, me either.
I was, you know, helping out and stuff, but I ain't look and stuff. I was like, they're like, hey, you want to see? I'm like, heck no, I don't want to see nothing.
You want a towel? I'll get you a
towel. Yeah, I was doing all that. I was like, no, I ain't looking. But yeah, she was like, I don't know if I want a second baby. I was like, good.
Yeah.
Nah, but we don't know. You know, we don't know what life would take you and stuff, you know. We might go on vacation one day. Like, whoa, got a second one coming. Yep.
All right, I guess we're having two.
Yeah, but we chilling. Because I'm the only child. And,
okay.
She got like brothers and sisters and stuff.
Like, oh, so it's like the opposite.
Yeah, she's like, I want the baby to be the only child. Look at me.
Yeah, I was an only child. Yeah,
I'm chilling, yeah. I'm like, man. But thank you for having me, man.
Dude, absolutely. Dope. Yeah, this is fun.
Thank you. Wish you the best, too. Yeah, this is dope.
Yeah, likewise. Dude, you welcome back anytime. You know, I'm already down the street.
Oh, so. Yeah. Hey, I got here quick. I got here quick, y'all. Sitting out in the parking lot chilling.
Yeah, if you ever going to release something else, just hit me up, man. We'll get you.
All right. Sure.
Man, you got a lot of knowledge, man.
Oh, thank you.
I love getting you in front of the microphone.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you so much.